Blog Talk Radio. All right, welcome everyone to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining us today, whether it's around the world, in the chat room, or just calling in on the phone. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. And remember, one question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance, you know, to ask a question or, you know, just to call in and validate past readings. Always take a deep breath. Yes. And focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. So please don't play games with us. We take this seriously because we do this from love and light and from our hearts. If you have a blocked number with the 111, you might get disconnected, so please use a number that will be received. We have fun and laughter as well as profound information. And if no one has told you today that they love you, we do. Now I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina, the Reiki Master. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Lenis. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad you could join us today. I'm looking for a great day today, Lenis. Let's just get on with life here.
All right. That sounds good. Well, I was going to, before we go, I'm going to read a little bit on the new moon today on solar eclipse. But did you have any announcements, any birthdays, anniversaries?
Well, I have one announcement. A friend of my granddaughter, she works with her, she had a baby boy today. And it's a funny thing because Cassandra asked me to make a baby blanket for her. And, of course, I started it, but baby wasn't due until March the 12th. Well, we saw her at the Garth Brooks show yesterday afternoon, and she came up and I gave her a hug, and she gave me a hug, of course. And I asked her when baby was due, and she said the 12th, but she said, I'd kind of like to go into labor on the 4th. Just because that's my last day of work, and I think that would be exciting. And I said to her, well, babies make their own time. Surprise, she had the baby today.
Oh, well, God bless her, and congratulations to her on her new family member. That's beautiful.
Yeah, she had a little boy yet, so I'm looking forward to it. But unfortunately, of course, I don't have her blanket done yet because I still had 2 weeks.
That's okay. I'm sure she will appreciate it and love it whenever you get it to her, Nina. So that's for sure. That is for sure. Okay, well, here's a little bit about today's new moon and the solar eclipse. Nina had to tell me. I forgot about the solar eclipse or didn't remember. But anyway, the new moon and solar eclipse event is today, of course, February 26th, and it happened at 7:58 a.m. this morning on Mountain Standard Time. Our second eclipse this month, bookending a very potent time of change. Take some time to reflect on change and how it has moved energy for you this month. Where might you still feel stagnant and unmoving? What are you still attached to? What is causing you grief right now in your life? Relationships, work, health, projects? This eclipse new moon day provides an excellent container for a permanent shift and turning point for something in your life that needs a major change. hello, somebody. Now, I had did that. I didn't know it was eclipse. Look truthfully at your life and commit to living in more love and compassion. It is not useful to feel guilt, remorse, blame, or judgment. Just get out a paper and pen and rewrite your intentions, which Nina has mentioned before, and recommit to the changes you know you need to support. And remember, there is great freedom in cutting something loose that no longer serves you. Okay, that's my little thing for the new moon and solar eclipse, Nina.
Well, I have nothing else other than to get on with the show, Lennis.
Okay, so our first caller, help Nina, is area code 916.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, thank you both very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. I have manifested some very nice employment opportunities. I'm actually almost completed with my background check for Centene. I'm going in Tuesday for my fingerprinting. The temp agency actually offered me the job, but I'm concerned whether or not transportation will work out for me so I can even keep it, because the way my transportation is, I must start no earlier than 8 a.m. The training starts at 8 for a couple of weeks, and then the shift could be anywhere from 5 till 8. And, yes, of course, before the training ends, I will clearly communicate nicely that I love working there. And due to my transportation, I cannot start earlier than 8. On the other side of the coin, I passed 2 tests for Pacific Gas and Electric for their call center. That was over about a couple weeks ago. When I go online, it just says processing. So I'm hoping that if they're interested, that they contact me soon and interview me, because if I start with Centene, then I want to have that safely tucked away before I start, if that makes sense.
Okay, so your question is?
Will I actually start working in March? Will I get that interview with PG&E? And wherever I go, will I keep the job for at least 4 years, I hope?
Yes, you are going to start work in March.
Okay. And will it be with Centene, or will I start there, and then will PG&E offer me a job? How is that going to work?
Well, I'm not getting a clear picture on who you're going to be working for. Lennis, are you?
PG&E.
Oh,
in March.
Wonderful.
I'm with the other company.
I would be thrilled. And you know what?
And I'll tell you, it's going to be permanent. Depending on the budget and our president, it can be permanent. And I'm looking at 5 years. I see permanent. I see 5 years, but also you've got to remember economics and the president that's in office. So I see 5 years.
Thank you. I hear you. So, and you know what is ironic here? It's because I've got over 18 years call center experience. My very first job was in that same building. It's a big, it's actually a very attractive red brick building. And it was for a bank, and I was doing extremely well. Didn't really like the job, but I was highly respected. And that call center closed because the bank was bought out. And ironically, Pacific Gas and Electric moved into that building. So I've worked at a few other call centers, and it's almost like returning home in a sense. Like this, my first call center job was there, and my last call center job before I retire is there. That's my thought.
Closure.
Oh, yes, and peace and harmony, please, Lord. And I just hope that I feel comfortable in their environment, because I want to benefit them. That means I'm going to have to ask questions so I learn.
You'll be fine.
Yep.
Oh. When will I hear from PG for the interview?
I got the third week in March. Would you get me, Miss?
I got the 17th, but, you know, it is one question per caller.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well,
yeah.
God bless
thanks
both.
For calling.
God bless. Thank
I'm
you
sorry.
Both. Blessings.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling, Wendy.
God bless.
Okay, next caller, Nina, area code 215.
Hi,
you're on the
how
air
you
with
Lisa.
Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, fine. Are you Jennifer?
Yes. Yes, how are you?
Terrific. What question? Young lady?
My question is, I started talking to a guy, hanging out, went on, like, two dates, and I want to know your feelings.
Okay, what's his first name, Jennifer?
His first name?
Yes.
Yes,
Joe. Joe.
Before I go to Jeff, the angel stopped to ask me to ask you, why is your stomach flip-flopping right now? It's like it's very nervous or it's flip-flopping.
I've had a stomach bug.
Okay. They came through with that before Jeff, so I'm just asking. Cause
his name's
not
Jeff, it's Joe. It's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe. Okay.
Yes.
Joe. Okay. All right, let's see what's going on with Joe. Nina, what are you picking up? I'm getting blank for a minute here. The angels are making me laugh. They're saying, Joe the hobo, Joe the hobo. Does that mean anything to you, Jennifer?
I don't know.
They're making me laugh right now. They're going, Joe the hobo, Joe the hobo. I love my angels. I don't know what that means, but they're laughing.
They're
I'm laughing.
They're funny.
Something's blocking.
Maybe
I can't.
Jennifer, a home. Go
Jennifer,
ahead,
I can't get through. Something's blocking me. I will tell you, there's a bunch of angels around you right now, Jennifer. But I can't pick up anything on Joe.
I didn't either. I felt like a little intense or easily angered, but it wasn't a follow through. I wasn't getting a completion on all that. So I'll just leave it at the funny one. And they said Joe the hobo. So you know what a hobo is. So maybe think of the characteristic of the hobo and relate that to him and see if he's that kind of person or not. How's that?
Can I ask one more little question?
No.
Okay.
Only one. You can call back in.
Okay, I will. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
Okay. Area 248, you're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Yes, I just
Who's
had a question. Do you, Shanika.
Good afternoon, Shanika. How can we help you?
Do you see? I had a best friend. She went back to her hometown. Do you see us reconnecting?
Oh, what's her name? What's her first name?
Keontae.
Oh, that's pretty. Keontae. Is that
Keontae.
Right? Keontae. That's pretty. I like that. Okay. Let's see. Why was she trying to get distance from you? I see her spreading her arms out, and it's like she's telling you get back. She's not pushing you away. She's holding you at bay. But it's a distance. It's not her holding you in her arms. It's at a distance. too much drama. Oh boy, what's going on here? She didn't really care for you at one time, even loved you, but it's like too much drama. It's I don't know, it's like it's got to a point, to an end. She just turned around and said, it's enough, threw her hands up in the air and said, I'm gone. And that's why she's got you at a distance. It's like right now she doesn't want to be bothered with you. Maybe later on, maybe you can talk, forgive, whatever, you know, and have closure or either new beginning. But right now she needs some space, okay? She just needs some space right now, and then maybe if you want to give her a call. But she's upset. She's upset. What are you picking up, Nina?
Yeah, that's basically what I was thinking too, Lennis. She is a little bit upset right now. Just give her a little bit of room, a little bit of space. Mm-hmm. Let her start missing you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Just give it a little time. Have a box of cereal and keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
If anything, you will have understanding in your communication, and that's very, very good for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Code 917. You're on the Nina and Lennis.
Well, hey,
hello,
hey,
917.
Hey, yes, my name is
Who's
Timothy. How are you guys doing tonight? It is Timothy. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, good afternoon, Timothy. Welcome to the show. We are doing great.
Okay,
and how can we help you today, young man?
I'm trying to use the new moon, trying to tap into some intuition, guides or anything to help me along, figuring out a new job, career path, things of that nature. Do you see anything like that on the horizon for me?
Well, Timothy, I'm going to tell you right now, go and write down on a piece of paper what your intentions are, what you would like to see change in your life, get better in your life, whatever the case may be. The new moon and the solar eclipse is the perfect time for you to be doing that. Now, you put those intentions out there, and everything will start to flow very easily for you.
Okay, gotcha. Just writing it down. Gotcha. Okay.
Write it down.
Thanks,
make it clear in your mind what your intentions are exactly. No gray areas. Make it exact. And I think everything's going to flow for you pretty easily. Lennis, what are you picking up?
I see a job coming up for him for a corporation, but they're not showing me the company. But it is a corporation, and it's coming up quickly, like in less than 3 weeks, less than 15 days from now. So if been applying or you're looking, get on it right now, because it's going to come about very quickly, almost like cartoon fast. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Have a great evening.
Just 1 minute.
Oh,
please.
You
too. 1 minute, please, Lennis.
Sure.
I got
okay.
a statement, guide intention from Heather in the chat room, and it goes something like this. I am open and I am ready to accept these things into my life now to achieve my greatest potential and ultimate happiness. So kind of just use that, and thank you so much, Heather, for that. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. Thank you, Heather, and thank you, ladies. Please enjoy the day. I appreciate your time. Have a great day. Bye.
Now, Timothy, you can go in the chat room and copy that down if you didn't get all that after Nina read it. Yeah,
okay,
it's in the
I'll
chat rooms. And then copy it down.
You
there
it.
You
Thank
go.
You.
You're welcome.
Area code 586. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Thanks for taking my call. My question would be, anything that you guys, any message for me you guys have? Anything you guys pick up?
Okay, well, first, what's your name?
Monica, sorry.
Monica, okay. Now, you're saying pick up from what? Spiritually, mentally, physically? You have to focus on one
thing. Spiritually. I'm sorry, spiritually.
Okay, no problem. The angels are telling me right now to you, stop doubting when you pray. Has God ever let you down? No.
Okay.
So stop doubting when you pray. When you pray, know that it's going to be there. It's for real. It's going to happen.
Okay.
He may not come in your time, but he will be on time. Understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what they're telling me. Until you just pray, and it will all come about. It will all come about, but just don't doubt. So pray for something like, I know it. God, I'm going to get this job. Yeah, I got the job. Thank you, God. And say thank you. When you pray, don't pray for it. Say thank you that you have already received. Right?
Got it. Got it.
Okay. All right. You on the good foot. Go on with it now.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome, Monica. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, honey. Okay. Next caller is area code 630. I'm waiting on Nina. You're on the air with Linus Nina. Who's this? Hello. 630. You're on the air with Nina Linus. Okay, go get you some 360s, honey. You cough. You need asphyxity. If anybody know what I just said, you've got to be near 60 to understand that. But anyway, I hope you feel better. Drink some water, honey. Drink some water. We can come back to you. Would you like us to come back to you? Okay, maybe they just want to hold. So remember 630.
Okay,
704, you're on the air.
Hello, innocent Nina. How are you? My name is Bonita.
Hi, Bonita.
How are you? I'm great. Thank you. My question is, I've been dating this guy named Ron for, it will be a year in May, and he's asking me to marry him and move in with him. So I just want to see if you can tell me what the progression is with this, if it's, you know, what do you see? I'm not going to put any barriers on it. And thank you.
Oh, I see you.
Go ahead, Nina.
I see you getting married. What other progression do you need?
She's laughing. Okay, now I got to go deep.
What is it?
Let me go deep on this. Okay, first thing that's coming up, the angels are telling me you got to get a clarity with the families. You want something, his side of the family wants something. It's your wedding, his wedding. Just remember that. I know everybody wants to put in their war foreign weathers and do it this way or that way. You two are the one getting married. You two are the one that's going to live the rest of your lives together. So make it happen the way you want it to happen for the two of you. Because that's where I see the problem is. And there's also your bridesmaid, or there's one woman. She's real, okay, number one, she's either real picky that I'm picking up, and another one likes to just go with it. Like, no, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. She's not listening. So one of your bridesmaids is too pushy, and one doesn't want to listen. So you need to sit down and have that come to Jesus talk with your group, you know.
Okay.
It is
your
way.
Let me just say this. We don't have any of that. Like, he's just put it out there into the atmosphere. Like, we don't have family issues because both our parents are deceased. And so we don't really have anything, like, blocking us that way. It's just that I need to know if he's going to be the right guy and if this marriage is going to last, if I decide to marry him.
Nina?
Is he the right guy right now? Do you think he's the right guy?
Yeah, I mean, we get together. I mean, we've never had an argument, and I do feel like the angels or he was brought to me, like we were brought together. I do believe that I've known him probably from a past lifetime. So I know that there's a connection there.
There's a connection there.
Yeah, well, like I told you, I am picking up you are going to get married. Now, circumstances change all the time in a relationship. I can tell you you're going to be married, but as far are, is it going to be happily ever after? For the here and now, yes, it is. I do not foresee any problems as far as your marriage goes with him. I see right immediately, I see a rainbow, which to me means happiness. But there again, everything can change. The angels are telling me to always be, to tell you to always be honest and always communicate with each other, and then there will be no problems. The only problems that will happen is if one or both of you starts miscommunicating and or lying to each other.
Okay.
Agreement.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm just saying, I'm Nina. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're
and,
welcome.
Have a wonderful wedding.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's going to go, Nina. I need your help.
Okay.
Right now, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and she's got help today. Also, Heather is in there, and Sheha, and I don't know who else, but thank you for joining the show and being in the chat room. We appreciate it.
Okay,
Lennis.
Okay, Lennis. 646,
you got a six,
you're on
four,
the air.
Six. Okay, 646, you're on the air. Who's this? 646. Okay. I'll just disconnect because I hailed them before. Hopefully they were going to come through. Okay.
No,
area code 630.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I just wondered if you see any travels this year for me.
In the fall, prior to the holidays.
Yeah. Do you know
around
like where?
September. You asked me where you're going to travel. Yes. Where is another question. Yes, you are going to travel in the fall, either September, October. I will say this, it'll be somewhere sunny.
Okay.
And Nina, what did you see?
Yeah, sunny and warm. That's what I picked up too, and also in the fall, so September, October.
Yeah. So look at now, you got time to stay up and really have a good trip.
Okay. Yeah, I had to cancel something for March. It wasn't a good time, so I'm hoping to go in the fall.
All right. Well, you will.
Okay, thank you.
So,
thanks
for calling. Yeah, have a wonderful week there, young lady. Next caller, well, you know what? I can take a break for a quick sec. Nina, who's in the chat room? Any questions coming out the chat room? I always kind of bypass you folks, and I'm sorry.
No, there's no questions. Ruben just has said he wants to get married, too. Okay, Ruben, what's stopping you?
He hasn't found the right girl yet to trust. Been hurt and scarred. Yeah, Ruben, open your heart back up again. Everybody gets hurt now and then. It's just part of life. Open your heart back up. The right one will come along. Don't let those scars do heal, remember? So, come on, Ruben. Okay. We got a call. Ooh, dropped it right quick.
I dropped it because we just were on that one. Area code 91. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, thank you, ladies, for taking my call. Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. My question is, if you see this gentleman working with me, his name is Brian. There's two possibilities, actually, either him or this other man, Michael. If you see either one of us working together on this project that I have going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, Michael.
Thank you.
Interesting. They're telling me that you're working on this project with Brian, but Michael is a better choice. Something like statistics or matrix, stuff like that, then Michael would be the better choice. But I think you and Brian working together is because, you know, you two can get along. You have an understanding about it. So for you two, you know, but I shouldn't say skills, but the other part of it, like I said, Michael would be the better choice for the statistical analysis, matrix. If you're dealing with anything like that, Michael would be the better choice. Otherwise, work with Brian. What you picking up, Nina?
Thank you.
I picked up the same thing. Pardon me, I started coughing here. But yeah, I picked up the same thing.
Okay, so there you go, Kathy. Go with Brian. And I guess if you need some help, maybe you can speak to Michael now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to email him because he asked me to look at it. So I was going to email him, you know, about the project as well. So.
Okay, yeah. I just got a message from the angel saying that you could possibly be working with both of them.
Ah, that would be brilliant. Oh, I would love that. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. We wish you the very best. Congratulations.
Thank you. Both of you ladies also. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Okay, I need you, Nina.
I'm working on it. Area code 646, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. My computer is kind of going wonky here, Lennis. And I'm picking up that solar eclipse is probably pulling a... So nice. Area code 6.
Hello, can you hear me?
646, you're up here. Yes, we
Hi.
Can. And what's your name?
Hi. Hey, how are you? So my question is this. What do you see coming up for me for the month? Oh, this is Stacy.
Okay. Good afternoon, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you. How is it going?
Great.
Oh, cool. So I'm calling because I would like to know what you see for the month of March for me. Currently, I work at a call center. This is not what I normally do, but I had to take the job to pay bills. So I just wanted to see if you see me going on any job interviews. I might not get what I want this particular next month, but I just want to be open to new opportunities.
Well, I'll tell you, Stacy, I see March as your job month. It's the employment month for you.
Yes,
the whole
it
month
is.
Of March.
Yes.
It's your employment. So as much as you can put applications in, because remember the old saying, everybody's not going to say no. If you put out 50, at least 10 will, you know, I'm not telling you put out 50, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to say you're going to get an interview. But it's your employment month. That means whatever you want to do or work at, this is the month to make that happen. Put your applications in and start that job.
That's what I was thinking, actually, this morning. I was, you know, telling myself, like, hey, I can't do this call center thing much longer. I really need to get back into an office job badly.
And you will.
Okay.
Nina?
Well, just for, yeah, no, just remember that there's a reason why you are in that call center for now. You're there
yes.
because you needed to learn something, and yes, you did need the money too. But
okay.
yeah, it gives more experience in something you never did before. So the more experience you have, the better off, right?
Yes, I do agree.
So, yes, next month is going to be awesome for you. I see at least 2 different job offers coming.
Oh, okay.
Yay,
yay, yay. Yay. Awesome, okay.
Yeah.
So, there
thank
you go.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Okay, and I'll tell you congratulations now because I know you got it. Okay. Thank you for calling, Stacy. Have a good week. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget the chat room is open, so you can ask questions in there as well. Okay, area code
4. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Ku'u Leilani, and I was just wondering, I really like this guy, and I was his name is Justin, and I was just wondering what you see.
Okay, and his name is Justin. Justin, okay.
Yes.
And welcome to the show, Amani.
Thank you.
Airhead. Doesn't have it all together. He needs to be able to communicate with understanding and not just a flippant response or out the side of his mouth. He definitely needs some communication skills. I don't care how well he look on the outside. The inside, the brain need to work.
Right.
So communication. I can't even remember now what they just told me. I just forgot. Nina?
Yeah. I picked up he's kind of a scatterbrain. Can't keep things going in a straight line ever. So, yeah, that's all I'm picking up.
That was my first word, airhead. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's what you're really looking for. maybe just keep as a friend. Excuse me, maybe just as a friend, but a boyfriend, no.
Right.
Okay, I'm being honest.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. I wouldn't be calling if I wasn't curious. No, you know, because I kind of get that, too, because it's kind of like I'm getting mixed signals, so I'm not really sure what, like, I'm not really sure what to think.
Yeah, I would, he's okay as a friend, but I wouldn't make him a close friend. Move on. There's somebody else out there for you.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
You
You're welcome. Girl, put that fishing pole back out there in the water. There's somebody there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Okay. All the lines are open, everyone, so give us a call. Area code 646-727-2914. We have somebody in here, but they haven't clicked the 1. So we will see. Area code 512, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello.
Hello. 512, you're on the air with us.
Okay, they don't want to talk. This is the second time we've tried to contact them. So they obviously don't want to talk. Let's see what's happening in my chat room. Okay, I've got to just look this up here. Lisa, she wants to know about her coworker Jackie. Now, I have told her before, and I'm telling her again, that she is bad news and a troublemaker. She wants to know why she's so jealous, that she doesn't understand it. Some people are just like that, Lisa. There's no rhyme or reason for it. They just have that jealousy streak. Dennis, are you picking up anything different?
Well, no. I was going to tell Lisa, pop her collar. Get you 20 more haters, honey. You know you're doing something good if they're jealous of you, okay? Get you 20 more. Jackie is a no-go. Nina's very correct. She's a toxic individual. She needs to be left alone. The distance you can make between you and her, beautiful. You have to deal with her every day. Make it as short as possible, and do be kind, right? You put it out, kindness comes back. So you don't want to put out ugliness, but just keep the distance there. Your conversation very short.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Heather has a question. She wants to know if there's any messages from her angels for this week.
Keep on keeping on. I love my angels. They're saying, keep on keeping on. That makes me think of a song. Hold on, Heather. I'll go deeper. They're really hilarious with me today. Spiritually, come on. They're just telling me, Heather, that you're doing good. Whatever path you're on this week, they said it's good. They don't see any interruptions. They're telling me to tell you, I tell you, it's been hilarious. For you to laugh, Heather, out loud, like one of those deep gutter, out of your head laughs, and it will calm you real quick. Like, I don't know, something funny, cartoon or a joke or whatever that you can think of, but you laugh so hard, and when you get through laughing, it's like somebody gave you a Valium. You're just so calm and sweet, and everything is fine. So I don't know, maybe just need to laugh at some circumstances, huh? I'll turn you around. So this week looks
okay.
Good for you. You're on a...
Does,
go ahead.
For sure, Heather. It looks like a really good week. All right, ladies, and the one gentleman I have in the chat room, if you have questions, ask them now, because we have not, the lines are all open.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, you've got
lines open.
Please ask in the chat room.
Please ask in the chat room.
Yeah. What's up?
I have
What's
a question.
Up? Okay.
For you, Nina,
okay.
And Heather in the chat room. Do you see me purchasing a house the month of March coming up?
Right away, the answer was no, Lennis.
Okay.
Just no for the month of March. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just no for the month of March.
I know. Patience. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have a caller. Area code 512. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks.
This is Julia. Sorry about earlier. I was shopping, and so I wasn't able to speak. And I'm outside, so I hope you're able to hear me okay, yes?
Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was wondering what you could get as far as I'm moving as well. And I wanted to say that the first thing I got from Spirit when you asked your question was no April. So that's only one more month. But I am looking to move out of my apartment and into a new one. And I'm just wondering if you're getting anything from Spirit as far as direction or maybe a name of a place or anything like that.
Two bedrooms.
I got West and condo. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, two bedrooms. And I got south, so maybe it's southwest.
Maybe
well, that's
so.
Definitely,
yeah,
because well,
I got
possible.
West and you got South, and we both got condo two-bedrooms. So, yeah, she's definitely moving on up.
Condos. Okay, I was looking at them, although they're a little more pricey than I could currently afford. Yet, definitely two-bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, because the right one will come in your price range.
Yes.
So, yeah, don't ever worry about them being more pricey right now, but the right one will come, and it will be in your price range.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right. I'm sorry?
I was just going to ask. I'm looking to move out by the end of April. Do you see me finding a place before that, March, or by
not
April 30th?
Before. No, but, yeah, April 30th, you will be moving in May.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got April, too. Yep, so you'll
Fantastic.
Be out in April. All right. Congratulations.
Okay, well, yes,
Colin.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right.
Next call.
Area code, whoopsie, just about. Area code 718, air with Lennis Nina.
Hi, ladies. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. I am looking for a job, and I would like some direction because I was looking in a legal field, and I have had no luck. But I'm open to other areas.
So what do you do? Are you a paralegal, Keisha?
No, I just graduated from law school, and they said I'm overqualified to be a paralegal, and I haven't passed the bar yet, so I can't be a lawyer yet. So it's like I haven't been able to find anything.
Oh, you didn't do the paralegal degree before to take the bar?
No, I went to law school, but I'm overqualified. They're like, they feel like I won't stay in a position long once I pass the bar because I'll be a lawyer.
No kidding. When are you going to take your bar exam?
I took it this week, actually.
Okay, so, yeah, God bless you is right. But you know what? I don't see anybody hiring you until you get that back. So, yes, you are going to pass. Yes, you are going to be a lawyer. And at that point in time, you will get a job immediately.
Well, yeah, that's a few, the grades don't come out for a few months. So it's like you're in limbo.
Yeah, sorry, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Keisha, have you thought about taking just a administrative job at a company?
Yeah,
I
have. I've thought about waitressing. I thought about that. I'm thinking I need to take off my resume that I graduated from law school. Because when people see that, they feel I'm overqualified.
Well, don't put graduated from law school. Put attending law school.
Attending, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's
there
what I was thinking because, I mean, I'm not getting any calls back, and I'm like, what's going on?
Well, that's why, because they know you're going, as soon as you pass that bar exam, you got your marks, they know you're not going to be sticking around.
Yeah, but even temp jobs, I'm like, you know, like a temp job, I'm like, shouldn't I be able to get a temp job?
Yeah, you should. That's what I was seeing was administrative work, just, you know.
Yeah.
Research lab. Well, I agree with Nina, and you too. Keisha, take that, just say that you're attending. So they don't know when, if you're graduating tomorrow or if you're graduating next year. Just put attending law school, and I think then you'll get captured. You will.
Okay, do you guys see when I might get something?
Get out of my head, Nina. That's what I was going to say. 3 weeks in March. You beat me to it. Right around the corner. So apply and you'll go to work. You'll go to work. Granted, you know it's not going to be what you really want to do, but it'll put some money in your pocket in the meantime. So, yeah, just take that off and go around and you'll get hired quickly. You won't be out there long. Just put attending.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and go for the administrator where you can at least do, you know, 15 or 16 bucks an hour. You know,
no, I need more than that. I need like, no, I'm in New York. I need about 20, 25 or something, or 30. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know better than me.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, look, food is extremely high here. Everything is high here. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and congratulations, young lady.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Okay,
let's see here. Area code 253, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello?
No, there she is. Now she is. 253, you're on with us. Who's this?
This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can I ask for a message from my spirit guide? Or you need a direct question?
Go ahead, ask. Holly?
Oh,
what question would you like for us to ask the spirit guide?
I guess, or is Kenny and I just going to remain friends, or is it going to progress into something more?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you, so I'll give this over to Nina.
No, you came in pretty mumbled, so I didn't understand you either.
Sorry, I have a cold and it's hard to talk. Kenny and I going to remain friends or turn into a relationship?
Is Kenny and her going to remain friends or is it going to turn into a relationship? That's her question.
Yeah,
I got it. I'm picking up just friends.
I got Anna? User.
Yeah.
I got user. He's a person that uses folks. So, Holly,
really?
No. You go for it. Go for it. What I got was that he's a user. That means he would do anything he could to get what he wants out of you, whether it's sex, money, your time, but he's a user. Who brings the most to this relationship when you two are talking? Is it him or you?
Is this both of us? I don't know. I don't notice.
What do you notice about him?
He's really nice. That's why I'm kind of blown away.
Holly,
yeah,
is he sitting next to you now? Is he there right now?
No. He's in California and I'm in Washington State.
Okay.
Long-distance relationship.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever met him in person?
We've been friends for 40 years.
Well, yeah, no, it's going to be just friends. It's not going to turn into a relationship, not in the foreseeable future.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you've been friends that long, it's obviously a valuable friendship.
Yeah, well, he was married and I was married, and now we're both divorced. We're both single.
Well, continue on with the friend. But for right now, I wouldn't go any deeper than that with him.
Okay.
No, because even though you both had a relationship for all those years, make sure if you want to take this to another level that he doesn't have luggage or carry-on, okay?
Yeah.
I see that you
yeah.
guys can be friends, but there's something there that's not clicking. So I agree with Nina. You can be friends, but on a higher level or a stronger relationship, something's not clicking there. So just, you know, check it out. He might have some hurts or overlays from his marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you got... That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye, guys.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to a psychic reading. Sunday psychic readings that are free with Lena Sandina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator. And we do have lines open, so if you want to call in, come on, we're ready and able to assist and give you the correct messages and accurate
okay,
messages, because y'all one.
Hi, this is Marilyn. I'm calling from Colorado, and I have a question regarding my job hunt. I've been interviewing, and I have another interview coming up. I've been turned down from a couple of, not considered further in my job process here, and I'm just wondering if am I coming across wrong, or maybe you could let me know if you're picking up anything that I could do better.
Hello? Hi, we're here.
No.
We're
here thinking about it. I'm getting a blockage. I don't understand why they're telling me they got a blockage from what? Are you being clear with your in your applications for employment?
Yes, I am. I think my cover letters and my resumes are pretty clear. And I'm getting, calls for interviews and doing the interviews. It's just after that point.
Okay. Are you sending back thank you cards after the interview?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I follow up. I let them know I'm interested. Ask if there's anything else they need me to send them. I don't know.
I'm seeing distance and travel. I see it at the end of the road. There's definitely a job there, but it's a distance from you. How far, I'm not picking up. Nina? What are you picking up?
The angels told me to tell you to try a different field.
Oh. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, they're not telling me what field or anything else. They just to tell you to try a different field.
Okay, my background has been in education, administration of nonprofits and administrative for organizations that do education type work.
Okay.
So thinking I don't know.
Marilyn,
don't
have
know.
You thought about taking that to an adult level? That must be what it is. Have you thought about taking this to an adult level and educating adults?
Yes.
I see a door opening there.
I have.
Oh, okay. Now, I do see a door opening under adult education. Now, what kind of education, you'd be teaching, I don't know. I'm not hearing that. But I see a door open.
Okay.
Yeah, and my angels are jumping up and down going, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I can look into that field and see what comes up for that then. I have had some experience training adults.
Okay, and they also told me you aren't doing anything wrong in your interviews.
Oh, okay.
It's just that there has been a lot of people applying for the same job you are.
Oh, okay. Okay, I figure that. I've got one coming up on Friday that is sort of in education, but it's also it's a little bit of a different area of education. It's like running programs for a museum, education programs for a museum. Does that seem like something that could be of interest, that could work out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Got two yeses.
That's awesome. I will.
Right.
I'll follow up. Thank you so much, lady.
You're welcome.
Yes, call us back and let us know. And we're wishing you the very best and congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling, Marilyn. Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Take care.
You too.
You too.
Okay, area code. Woohoo. 404. You're on the air with Linus.
Hello, how are you guys? Hello, namaste. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
namaste.
Great.
Who is this?
my name is Lolita from Georgia.
Lolita, the show.
Thank
and
you.
Namaste.
Thanks for having us. Namaste. I was just wondering, it was my first time I think on your show, and I was wondering if I could just get a general message on what I need to know at this present moment.
We need specific questions, Lolita, because it's hard for us to go on a broader term with in just this. If
sure.
you want, then you have to phone us for a reading. But,
okay.
Yeah, we need specific questions.
Okay, no worries. I don't usually ask about this topic, but when do you see the relationship coming into full commitment zone?
Are you
What's
in a relationship?
Name?
I can say I'm with my twin flame, so it's been a little different.
First
you
name?
Are?
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
First name.
I'm sorry?
First
sure,
name?
It's Keith. It's Keith.
K-I-E-T-H?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me tell you this before Nina and I tell you about Keith. The angels showed me you dancing with a wide skirt on. Almost
okay.
like, I'm trying to think,
okay.
who would use wide skirts? What's, Nina, what are those dances? It's not polka. It's not polka. Country dancing. Country dancing where they have those, you know how the women have the real wide skirts and the slips or whatever underwear. Anyway, you're dancing and you have the skirt on. That's what I got. Okay, now I asked about Keith. I don't know what that means. Maybe you're going somewhere or doing something, but you're going to have fun.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Okay.
I'm getting water about Keith. Why am I getting water about him? Does he not flow?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, why am I getting water about Keith? I keep getting water, water, water. Like, does he not flow or what? What's up?
I don't know. I just know he's in the... And he lives in Georgia, too, and then the military, but he used to live in Hawaii back in the day.
Is he a water sign by any chance?
No, he's sad. That's all I know. I don't know his moon or rising, though, so it could be a water.
You don't know what his sign is, then?
I know, sad. I just know he's a sag, but I don't know his moon or his rising.
Hmm. I don't know, Lolita. I just keep getting water. I'm not getting like a relationship between the two of you. I saw
okay.
you dancing in a white shirt, which means you're going to enjoy, but I get water around him. Is he in the Navy? No?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up there.
He's in the military. Is he?
Yeah, he's still in the military, yes. I mean, he could be going through like a break, you know, maybe a big emotional transit. I know there's a lot going on.
Well, the only thing I'm picking up is he's a good guy, but I'm not, as far as anything else goes, it's being blocked for some reason.
Yeah, that's why I don't like asking about that topic. I've been going through this dynamic for 8 years, so I just say present and aware. And, you know, you kind of don't
don't put that out there, but yeah, I think there's a big shift going on at this present moment where there is crossroads coming, which is fine because both of us are going through our own little journey. We haven't connected on the commitment level. So since of my awareness on how the twin flames work, I've been very I've been patient, but at the same time, we've been doing our own inner journey, if that makes sense.
It does, totally. Be patient. There'll be more clarity in 3 months.
That's what I've been picking up in my meditation, so you just validated that for me.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, no. 3 months' time, you'll have more clarification.
Okay. Do you pick up any emotions, like in regards to me? Like, do you pick up on that?
Happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, happy. And peace.
Yeah, I think just based on my being, I mean, I'm from India, but just based on my spiritual practice and the light and what we do, all of us, you know, doing this world, I think for somebody that hasn't grown up and be raised in a certain environment and there's a lot of inner child work that gets done, you can tell there's a sense of peace when I do come around where there's no words that need to be mentioned. You could just tell the transition just changes when I'm there.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Okay.
So, just be patient. In some time, you'll have full clarity on this, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, ladies. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Lolita. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Love and light again. You too. Thank you.
All right. On we go. Area code 623. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello, I never thought that you was going to be taking my call because I called kind of late. But anyway, this is Maria. I'm calling from the area of Phoenix. And I have a question for you. When do you see me getting a full-time job?
Receiving a full-time job. Okay. And in what field are you looking in, Maria?
Any field where I can help people.
Oh, that's pretty broad. I need to narrow that down.
I mean, I just want to let God guide me to the right kind of path. So when I'm going to be, because I'm applying, and when do you see me? I mean, getting that job.
Okay, so you are applying. So what particular field are you in so we can concentrate?
I was in the teaching field, and then it was awful. I had to resign, and then I got into a temporary job, and that was it. But now I'm looking again.
You're still not telling me what. I don't know what you like to do. Do you like to do domestic work? Do you like to work in a coffee shop? Do you want to take care of kids?
I like to help people, like in a case management position, or even higher duty helping in a place where I can help people in any way.
Daycare.
Nina,
could be the social work field. It could be any other field, but I can help people. I feel really good about it. Not a bad place, a good place.
I picked up daycare.
Daycare.
Lennis?
That's it?
Nothing from me.
Daycare? From you. Not until the end of April, beginning of May.
Okay. Okay, so it would be good now to probably take a temporary before I go to the thing, the big thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Area code 404, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine. Okay. Anything in the chat room?
I'm just going to check. Nope, there's nothing happening there. Everybody's quiet in there today.
You know what? I've got a question. Go ahead. Go ahead,
okay.
Nina.
I was just going to say, if something doesn't pop up in the next 2 minutes, I think we're going to shut the show down. Okay, Lennis, go ahead and ask.
I've got a question, and it's a big one. It's a big one. So not only to you, Nina, but Heather, Sheha, any other psychics we may have in the room. This is regarding Trump. Do you see him fulfilling his 4 years or not?
Yeah, he'll fulfill it.
Okay, I got 2.5, 2.5 years. But you're saying that in 4 years?
Yeah, he'll fulfill the 4 years, but there's going to be a lot of turmoil in that 4 years. They're going to want him gone in 2.5 years, but he's not going to step down. Sorry.
Okay. No, just, you know, I'm just curious. Like I said, you see 4, I see 2.5. Maybe at the 2.5, like, leave. Go ahead.
I also see that there could be an assassination attempt. I'm not, by no means am I putting that out there, people. Please don't do that. But, yeah, He's roughing up a lot of waters right now, unfortunately. And you know what? If you think Donald Trump is a good guy and you like him, that's your prerogative. And I respect that. I totally respect that. I don't usually get into politics. And not only that, I'm Canadian. Whatever happens down in the U.S., we just watch. I have no control. We have no control up here. As far as I'm concerned, he's ruffling a lot of feathers, roughing the waters type thing. Anything can happen and everything can change. Just like our readings with you all, anything can happen and anything can change. It can change on the dime. It can change because maybe you were walking to work one day and you decided to take a different route, so that day is going to change for you. Anything can change what we see for you, but what we see for you is what is happening on the path you're on right now. Mr. Trump could take, or President Trump could take a different path, and things could change there too. So, yeah.
Yep, it's true. That's true. We all get a wake-up call sooner or later.
Heather says she sees something is going to happen. 2018 will be a year of change, and I agree, but it's going to start this year. There is a lot of happenings going on in the universe right now, and in 2017, the change is really going to be known. 2018 may be the breakthrough. And she says it's not a period of peace, and no, it isn't a period of peace. A lot
no.
of turmoil, unfortunately. All we can do as spiritualists, psychics, peaceful people, is just pray. Pray for those around you. Pray for your nation. Just pray for peace. Like, it's got to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, true.
Oh,
and remember
God.
Who's
oh,
in charge.
God.
What happened?
It's you've got an echo in your mic. That's okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Is that better? Is that better now?
Yes. No, it's still echoing.
But well, then we'll close it out.
I think we're going to close it out now. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had fun with us today. I had fun with you. Dennis?
Yes, thank you, everybody, for joining us around the world in the chat room or on the phone. And I was trying something different today with a new system. I think I've moved back to people away. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. And I know if no one's told you that they love you today, they need to.
And a great week. We will be on Sunday evening. Here, starting in March, the ninth caller on Sunday will get a free hour reading. Have a good week, everyone. Good night, Lennis.
Good night, Nina. Have a good week.
You bet. I'm going to. Good night, everyone. Have a great week.